Hello, Tane Hill.
An urgent call to one of Midland's Air Ambulance's three helicopters. This time, the crew are needed to assist a land ambulance, transferring a patient from a nearby Staffordshire village to hospital.
That noise now, the engines being switched on of the air ambulance, the one that's transferring the patient to the Royal Stoke. And the pilot of the second helicopter is stood in the field giving the signals when the helicopter takes off, and the effect it has, the movement of air really is quite dramatic to be this close. And the sound there, if you can even hear what I'm saying, of the engines getting faster and faster. And the grass is starting to move in the field around it now, and that's it, it's off a few inches from the ground, and it's ready to take off in the air, turning to move north to the Royal Stoke.
My name's John Finney. I've lived in the village for 30 years, just roughly. I've seen it actually land on the bridges in the town in the past, and I think they do a wonderful job.
Midlands Air Ambulance operates the largest flight region of its kind in the UK, serving 6 million people. The charity's been on 42,000 of these missions since 1991. But with each flight costing £2,500 and no government funding, they rely solely on donations.
My name's Ian Locke. I'm a critical care paramedic working with Midlands Air Ambulance, and I've been a part of the team since 2008. We don't get anything from the government as such, and we provide a 365-day-a-year service. And at peak of summer, we fly three aircraft from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Many of the 2,000 missions the Midland Air Ambulance complete each year go unnoticed. But on the 2nd of June 2015, attention turned to Alton Towers, where the air medics played a vital role in saving the lives of four people who were trapped and seriously injured on the Smiler Ride.
My name is Ian Wally. I'm an air ambulance paramedic working for the Midlands Air Ambulance Charity. We were, in actual fact, the last air crew to arrive, and we were tasked ultimately to take one of the patients to a hospital. Where there's a conscious patient who's been through a traumatic incident or a medical incident, obviously, that they've never experienced in their life previously. It's the worst day they can ever imagine. So a large part of what we do is actually talking to the patients and making them feel relatively comfortable and providing a safe environment for them to be in.
Another takeoff for a team which flies enough miles a year to circle the Earth five times.